Mecklenburg County's 2011 property tax revaluation found property values were so high and it drew so many complaints that state lawmakers required an outside appraiser to go back and redo the entire thing. Since then, most of the emphasis has been on homeowners getting tax refunds or, more recently, the hole it's carved in the city of Charlotte's budget. But for a small but sizable portion of county homeowners, the revaluation redo has created another big problem. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports.
Lisa Heenan owes more than $2,000 in property taxes she's already paid. Hers is an almost anonymously Charlotte home on the edge of Mount Holly. Two-story vinyl siding, winding streets, neighbor mowing the lawn of his similar house. Heenan's husband, Paul, greets me, as does their dog.
Roxy, hold on. She's not mean, though. She's just always happy to see you.
She's happy to see everybody.
Okay. Also in the house, her son, Alex, and five cats, one of whom has allergies. Heenan bought the house for about $100,000 in 2008 out of foreclosure. She's worried it's headed back there. In March, Mecklenburg County sent a letter. The revaluation redo found her property value had been set far too low in 2011. It would jump up 60% from $73,000 to almost $120,000. And the county would collect the new, higher taxes this fall, as well as back taxes for what it should have charged.
They're going to send my mortgage company a bill in August that's going to be for the new value, the difference in what I paid versus what they now say I owe for 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014.
That's over $2,000, plus this year's taxes based on the new value. After talking to her mortgage company, Heenan expects about a $300 a month increase to her payments to account for those taxes. She says that's not fair.
Tax me on the new value going forward? No problem. We'll find a way. But taxing me 4 years back that I've already paid, those books are closed. That money's already spent. You know, it just seems abusive.
It's not just the Heenans. The entire neighborhood, more than 800 homes, averaged a 50% increase. Mecklenburg County Commissioner Jim Puckett represents them, and he says it's a widespread problem.
Suddenly we had an awful lot of people, many of them just in moderate to middle-class homes, who end up with a tax bill of $1,000 to $4,000 that they had to pay in 1 year. Well, many of these people cannot come up with $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 just to pay their tax bill.
All told, 8% of Mecklenburg County homes increased in value. Most were modest. The county says a median of $4,200. Others were much larger. But regardless of size, the entire tax bill is due come September. And Mecklenburg County Assessor Ken Joyner says there's nothing the county can do about it.
Under this particular statute, the assessor's office is never even mentioned.
The law requires an independent appraiser to set home values outside county control, and it sets down the process for how the county issues refunds and collects back taxes. Joyner says that's unique.
The revaluation review process is a legislation that had never been done anywhere in North Carolina and, to my knowledge, anywhere in the nation.
The bill's author, Senator Jeff Tart of Cornelius, says that created some unexpected quirks. For instance, he never wanted to force homeowners to pay back taxes.
It's completely unfair. You come back 4 years later and say, oh, by the way, I didn't bill you enough. I want to bill you more. That's not my fault. That's your fault.
But North Carolina's Constitution says that property taxes have to treat everyone in the state the same. So to allow homeowners to get refunds, others would have to pay back taxes. Tart says the tight timeline for repayment was an accident, so he has another bill this year to correct a few things. Among them, it would let the county create a 5-year payment plan for those who now owe. It's passed the Senate and currently in the House. But there's a problem. Because of how mortgages and escrow payments work, most homeowners might not get a chance to use the payment plans.
The lender or servicer will typically pay whatever the tax bill is when it comes in.
Joe Parsons is a senior loan officer at California mortgage lender PFS Funding. He also writes a blog called The Mortgage Insider. See, lenders don't want the government to have a tax lien on their properties. So Parsons says they'll pay it all up front, and then they control how the homeowner pays them back.
It's at the discretion of the lender, but they're going to try and recover it in a year. But that may be too much of a burden on the homeowner that they may simply not be able to make that payment.
Parsons says he's seen lenders give 2 years to accommodate, but not five. Mecklenburg County's tax collector confirms mortgage companies will often have discretion. Senator Tart says it's up to the county to make it work.
All to be worked out between the individual property owner and the county, the best method. You know, it's a limited number of people, and when this is done, it doesn't occur to any other future tax payment whatsoever.
But for Lisa Heenan, her husband, dog, and allergic cat, that's not exactly comforting. Heenan says for her family, the stakes are clear.
We can't afford a $300 a month increase. So we could very well lose our house through nothing we've done wrong.
That may be an extreme case, but it's just one of the 30,000 homeowners in Mecklenburg County who will need to navigate how to pay their new back taxes. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.